This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is October 13th, 2014. NFL Week 7 picks and kicks. Mr. MOB Calhoun in the building. What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. BH Stacks, Digital Darren?
Chilling.
What's going on, MOB, Mr. Digital Darren? What a beautiful week it is. Another great NFL weekend.
Yeah, before we talk about NFL, I want to say, wanted to take some quick slants real quick. And first slant I want to say is big up to Carver High School, Carver Atlanta High School. It was a good showing by those young men beating Creekside, the defending state champions. Good job to Carver and everybody on that team.
And Digital Darren Podcast was in the building.
Yeah, we were in the building to support Mr. MOB, his son, is starting left tackle, right tackle for Carver. A future NFL prospect, but overall a better young man. So we always glad to support neighborhood kids when we can.
Yeah, he'll be some love.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, y'all.
Also, another quick slant. Ty Gurley, UGA. I know we all talked about this in one form or another. Me and Linda Self will probably talk more about it in the college football picks and kicks. But real quickly, I just want everybody's thoughts because we are an Atlanta-based sports show. And if you're not a Georgia fan, it dominates the headlines here. So, Mr. MOB, I want to start with you. What's your thoughts on Ty Gurley's situation?
Universal problem with college boys, man, they don't have no money, no finance most of the time, and sometimes they get bamboozled into doing stuff. Sometimes they do it willingly, sometimes they don't know. But it's just like a catch-22. You like, you can't blame them, but you know the rules, so you gotta blame them, and you gotta get some type of actions took against them. But it's just a bad situation sometimes when you be a college student and your stock is up and you popular and everybody want a piece of you, to turn that money down when you be needing it or some way, shape, form, or fashion. That money can help you, but then it causes you more problems than helping you. So I just think it's a messed up situation when Georgia was looking so good this year and his performance was.
He was a Heisman front runner by far.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think it's a bad look.
Let me ask you this real quickly. If you were Mark Richt, would you continue to play him a la Cam, a la Florida State with Jameis Winston now with his issues? Would you continue to play him through this, or would you just go on to sit him for the better outlook for your program?
When you lead off the question like you saying, a la Cam and Jameis Winston and Johnny Manziel, then you play him. You gotta play him. You want to shot at winning the national championship, you play him. But for the betterment of your program, you got to sit him. Again, it is Athens, Georgia, so they're not gonna let this. I'm not gonna be like Mr. Calhoun and just these, but they're not gonna let this black boy look like he digging in the rooms. So. It's just a hard. I would play him though. If the NCAA don't say I gotta suspend him, then I play him.
Don't worry about saying Mr. Calhoun these. I'll go ahead and take the ball from here. Let me tell you about these motherfucking. Period. Them in Athens and them at the NCAA. Fuck them. First and foremost, that Mark Richt. How the hell you sit him down? The NCAA didn't sit him down. Georgia sat him down. So to that Mark Richt, stick a dildo up your asshole. Fuck you.
We like Mark Richt on this show.
Nah, fuck Mark Richt. What does he want for you? So fuck Mark Richt. That you don't sit Ty Gurley down. You ride with your player. You stand behind him. Meanwhile, we got this coon running around here raping and stealing crab legs. And
they talk about he did autographs too.
And they just say he doing autographs. And this motherfucker shoot up every Saturday and went by the bounce say,
Jimbo,
I'm standing behind him. But Mark Richt want to get out the car and go across the street on Ty Gurley, who been good to y'all.
room, throw stones, and hide his hands.
You motherfucker, you! You son of a bitch. Let me tell you something about that piece of shit NCAA. Don't tell me I can't make a couple of $100 off my name when you make millions off my name. You sell my dream, you make millions off my name. It's Todd Gurley. But Todd Gurley can't make a dollar off his name? You sons of bitches.
All right, let me go and start, and I'm going to save the long winded
version. Hold on, let me say this too. And do you ask me, do you start? Ask me that.
Do you start?
Hell yeah, you start, motherfucking Todd Gurley. You don't stop until the investigation over with, and that'll be trading account for whatever team draft next year. Hell yeah, you start him. Johnny Manziel get half a game. They tell my Todd Gurley going to be suspended some more. Shit. Well, hey, how he say it from the why? Shit. Man, get out of here with that shit. Trying to rake him over the cold about an autograph. He signed his name, not somebody else's name. It ain't forgery. Give me my money.
Alright, I'm gonna say this, Darren, I'm gonna say my long-winded thing. Thank you guys for y'all's opinion. I think that everybody looks at this and the NCAA is the fall guy. And I think they do deserve some blame. But if you look at the situation from this standpoint, player gets in trouble. School gets in trouble. NCAA comes off as the bad guy. There's one entity nobody ever talks about in these situations. It's the guys who are seeking the autographs from the kids. They know that this is illegal for Todd Gurley. Whoever the dealer is, and they gave out his name. I'm a Georgia fan. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are pretty indifferent, but we all live in Atlanta. The NCAA is not effective because they don't have subpoena power, and they don't have basically power to throw you in court or throw you in jail. And they are essentially a federal organization. And until the government gives them the backing that they need, this will continue to happen because I guarantee if the NCAA had the power to put you in jail or to bring criminal charges on you,
they would.
This would be the fastest way to stop the problem. Like paying kids, not paying kids, whatever, you know what I'm saying? However you feel about that. The fastest way to stop this problem is to sanction the ones who are on the other side of this. The autograph people, the sports bookers, and I'll all agree that. With that. And so, you know, everybody gets some part of the blame or some part of public mistrust. Except for the people who actually commit the crime. Because if somebody, you know it's wrong to cheat. It's implied it's wrong to cheat, right? Mm-hmm. But if your mom walks up and puts the answers on the door to the test, you're the one who gets in trouble, not her, right?
Right.
But in theory, she should be the one, because she's the one committing, she's the one who's starting the criminal intent, right? And so,
let me say, one of the best points made on Digital Darren Podcast in the year. That's a hell of a point. I never even thought of it, looking at it that way. And that's true. These are grown men who are setting up these kids.
Exactly.
And while they're bringing cameras and take videotaping and all this stuff, who are they extorting? Because they're trying to extort someone.
They're trying to extort the school.
Or the player. Or not.
Well, not necessarily the player. Well, the player don't have no money.
But
long-term down the line.
They know what he's going to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're exactly right. They should be in this fire with them. In this
pool. Yeah, they should be. And I didn't want to keep this out because, like I say, Leonard Self and myself will probably tackle this more in the picks and kicks, college football style. But I did want to get everybody's thoughts into that.
I just want to reemphasize. I think it's a shame. I think it's a shame before anything came out that Georgia sat him down. I think that's a crying shame. I think it's also a shame. And to keep bringing light to the NCAA about this paying these kids. You can't just give them food to eat and a place to stay. You're going to have to come off some of that money when you're a $1 billion entity. You're going to have to do it.
I think that, and like I say, we'll save the long-winded discussion about the NCAA and what they should or shouldn't do. I think everybody looks at the NCAA as a big problem when it's only a few. We look at the 10% like it's the 90%. It's only 10% of these motherfuckers really making money. Let's keep it real. It's only 10% of schools, programs making money. It's, you can name off the top of your head, Duke basketball, North Carolina basketball, Kansas basketball, football, it's the same 25 who in the top 25 for the most part. Most of the SEC schools, a couple of schools outside of the Big Ten, whatever. So, I think that the step to giving those bigger schools their own autonomy helps, but again, it's still, I think we're asking the NCAA to solve a problem that only 10% of the population has. And look, basically, look out for the whole, for the minor. And I think that wouldn't work. And so, I just think that NCAA needs the government backing because they are a federal entity. Most of these schools take federal money. These schools travel interstate, which is interstate commerce. So, they fall directly under the guidance of what federal government should do.
Right.
They need federal backing. That's just my opinion.
Interesting point.
But let's go on to start with NFL. What you guys want to kick it about? from last week.
What I want to kick it about is the continuing great play of DeMarco Murray, category with Jim Brown with his first six games was over 100 yards. Like, he was not picked to be, nobody would have started off a fantasy league like, oh, I want DeMarco Murray. You know, just based off of running backs in the league today. And he playing outstanding to me. I like to think about him.
When you say DeMarco Murray, I hear Tony Romo.
Nah, you got to hear DeMarco Murray.
Play of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys in general.
Yeah, that's big. And they went up to Seattle with the 12th man and beat the Seahawks. Yeah, the play of the Dallas Cowboys. I gotta rock with them.
Let's kick it about that for a minute.
Yeah, but they riding DeMarco Murray like a cheap hooker. DeMarco Murray is getting it in, man. It ain't Tony Romo. The reason why they're doing it is because they're taking the ball out of Tony Romo's hands and putting it in that running game and having a balanced offense. That's why they're looking like they're looking. Keeping the defense where the defense isn't always on the field because Tony Romo doing some whirly derby, throwing it around shit, giving it to DeMarco Murray, and like Mike said, that's what they're looking like. They're 5-1. When they ride DeMarco Murray, guess what they'll be with? They'll be 1-5 riding Tony Romo.
Alright, so I want to stay on this for a minute. I want to look at it from both sides of the fence. Let's stay on the Cowboys since they're the victors and they did a good job. What do you guys see happening to the Cowboys now? Do you see them making the playoffs and doing any damage in the playoffs?
Me personally, right now, I still say that NFC East is still at the same time, Philly playing good. And then the Giants can play better. You know what I'm saying? The Redskins, you never know what. If Kirk Cousins ball out like he been doing, that division still ain't got no clear-cut winner like, oh, it's going to be the Cowboys in the playoffs. I can't say that.
I've said that in our NFC preview. I picked the Eagles and the Cowboys going to the playoffs. I think that...
You said
it. Yeah, in our NFC preview... I picked the Eagles and the Cowboys to make the playoffs, and I think I stick with that. I don't know how much damage the Cowboys can really do because I don't know how long DeMarco Murray can keep up this pace. And if he can keep it up during the whole regular season, can he keep it up in the playoffs too?
I doubt it. He's a runner. He's a power back.
So. Yeah, so I think the Cowboys make the playoffs. So, yeah, I just think that the good team is going to make Jason Garrett and Tony Romo beating them. Did you have any thoughts about the Cowboys, Calhoun?
Early in the season, do I think they'll make it to the playoff? Maybe. As we were speaking offline, I mean, the NFC is up for grabs at this point. So, you could stick your head in there. But as long as they got Jason Garrett and Tony Romo.
It's on so far they can go.
I'm not believing them. And it's just like you said, everybody's now, they wasn't doing this. Because DeMarco Murray, man, they wasn't getting to DeMarco Murray. It wasn't a run-based offense. You seen Dez Bryant in the thing. They believing in the offense of being themselves giving to Dez Bryant. DeMarco Murray. I think that's going to run out when they start stacking 8 in the box. And then you're going to have this cat around here doing this crazy shit, Tony Romo. And then you're going to be back to the Dallas Cowboys. I don't believe in it. Do they make the playoff? Yeah, possibly. Because good teams are on the slide right now. You don't know what the Saints are going to give you. You don't know what the Panthers are going to give you. You don't know what's going on in the NFC right now. But if they get there, they make any noise? No.
All right, so let's spin it. Let's talk about the team that lost, Seattle. Do you guys have any thoughts on the Seahawks?
Interesting game. I would have picked. We didn't do picks and kicks last week. I would have picked Seattle in Seattle. Again, there is a changing of the guard. No one's prepared for what's going on. So it's like if you start a rookie quarterback and nobody have tape on him. The first few games, it's going to be, whoa, who is this guy until we get some film on this kid and start making adjustments? The league's going to make adjustments. It's just a matter of time. And so they just went under the best time.
Go ahead, Mr. MOB.
I went all solo Seattle going bad. I like San Francisco, but from that Chargers game, I think people don't see the blueprint of the Seahawks to go after Cam Chancellor. Because Tony Romo throwing a lot of balls towards Jason Wynn. So you run and you just try to exploit him as a cover safety because everybody know him as a hitter. But you try to make him cover, you try to exploit him right now, but
not just that, they're going after Richard Sherman too, all that scared of the boogeyman. You go out like Green Bay the first game, they shorten their whole field. Not everybody just going right back at his ass.
Yeah,
and
they don't have scared of Richard Sherman.
No.
So you step in the middle of the ring and you go blow for blow with them folks.
Yep.
And you just see.
And that's what's gonna happen.
All right, Calhoun, what you wanna kick it about?
I'll tell you. Two things happened yesterday that sort of caught my eye. A lot of stuff caught my eye because it was a lot of good games. Them afternoon games really turned out to be good games. But Joe Flacco went to Tampa Bay and just tied them, held them down, and just raped them anally with no mercy. 4 touchdowns in the first quarter.
But I'm not giving a lot of no credit to do that to Tampa Bay. And I'm a Baltimore fan, but I'm not giving them no credit for doing that Tampa Bay call. Long and all the Falcons did them worse than that. And you see now, Falcons, not only defense, but they offense struggling. Tampa Bay just putted.
They putted. That was my sack. That was my sack, but still scoring was it was a massive onslaught. It was nice to see. But the second thing was the birds. To score 13 points at home, all kind of red flags and alarms got to go off. I would like to see, now to add to our list of head chopping, because we already got Thomas Dimitrov, right? And we were showing leniency to Mike Smith. Not no more. So let's get Mike Smith on out of here. Let's do a whole package deal. Let's get Thomas Dimitrov, Mike Smith, and let's throw in Dirk Cutter. Let's just get all of these clowns out of here. And Mike Nolan's holding on by the hair on his chin.
I want to stop at Nolan. You can't blame him for not having any talent to work
with. I was looking at some of those schemes he had, them cats saying that. We was just looking at one room with Mike. What in the hell is he running half the time? Man, he got so much nonsense going on. It's a lot of stuff. Now, I understand you're working with a little bit. You're trying to make a lot out of a little. But my God, man, just put the battery in the cake pan and put it in the oven, man. You ain't got to do microwave, oven, toast oven. Just put it in the oven and see what you got. We all know you ain't got shit. You already ranked 31st in yards given, 30th in defense. Hey, your schemes ain't working, buddy.
Their defense is so depleted, though, man.
It's garbage.
I mean, you were just saying, Colin, before we got on the podcast, like, they don't have not one glimpse of a bright
spot. Name them.
They don't got nothing.
Name
them. They don't got nothing, bro. You can't blame no defensive coordinator or nobody. No,
I mean, it's a Thomas Dimitrov problem. We've chronicled that in the Thomas Dimitrov
report. Right now, I just want everybody out. I don't care.
I think. Let me ask you this.
I'm ready to clean up the house. Now, you ain't got to throw away the clothes. But hey, I want some new clothes anyway. Nah, you can just sweep them out the floor. I want to strip the floors. Nah, you ain't got to wash the walls. You ain't got to wash the windows. I'm going to do all that. Let's just clear this out.
All right. Last thing. I want to kick it real quick. And this is going to spin off of the Falcons thing. Falcons need to play Antoine Smith a little more.
Oh, my God. The whole city. If anyone who's not from here listen to this, and I know you are, the whole city has been calling for Antoine Smith since week one. Everyone last year knew who he was, but you just knew him as, oh, boy, 35 make plays. Remember? Hey, boy, who was 35? That means you're like, hey, well, that boy Smith. Who was Smith? Number 35. Oh, you talking about? Not everybody is. Why are they putting Antoine Smith in? Every freaking week. Why aren't they putting more Antoine Smith in? That's what's going to get Dirk Cutter fired. And Mike, I told Mike today.
Antoine Mike Smith of I Miss the MOB.
Antoine Smith is going to get him fired. Going to get that whole regime fired.
He's the best thing on the offense
right now. Right now. Antoine Smith is going to get him fired.
He don't get enough snap, but Rider White, like me and Calhoun were talking about, Rider White is playing very subpar.
Well, I think he's frustrated because they forced the ball to Julio.
He ain't frustrated. He's dropping a lot of balls. He ain't moving like he moved. He looking like an old porn star, like you say. They dropped 7 balls yesterday. Tololo is not the answer. We knew that already, but now we really know. Julio Jones, so I was saying today on our radio station that he is the most unreliable superstar to a degree. And it's a lot. It's a validity in that point. I'll tell you why. One, he doesn't stay healthy.
I won't say he's a superstar, but go ahead.
But he is a superstar, and he's going to get superstar money. Because he named one of the top receivers, he's in there. One, his out of those top receivers, he has the worst hands. He's always had problems with drops. One.
To go back on something you were saying earlier, is Jake Matthews, or he been getting his ass hit to him. he looked like a rookie.
He is a rookie.
Kyle Holmes saying like, hey, boy, he look good.
He did.
He went against Jared Allen, so he gonna look like he looked.
Oh, yeah, now listen, the guys who whooping him whoop everybody now.
You know what I'm saying? He not getting whooped by Sterling McClendon.
He not getting whooped by Corey Beerman. He getting whooped by...
Corey Beerman was the one made him look irregular.
Corey Beerman made him look like a god.
Jared Allen was beating him with everything he had. Oh. The speed, the power. He was pushing him into that round.
Side note, Corey Beerman get his first half a sack this year by running and jumping on the pile.
I saw that, yo.
You son of a bitch, you. That can know how the easiest way into a good thing, don't it? Nowhere right, he wasn't going to get to the quarterback. Easiest way in, they show him, he like, woo! I told, shut up, can we please? The next regime, please get this Corey Beerman on out of here, man. He's had his time.
All right, let's go on and wrap it up and get to the Lewinsky and the You Suck Awards.
Falcons suck.
Go on and start with the Lewinsky Award.
It was Dallas Cowboys and DeMarco Murray.
That was a good one. Mine's going to go to Joe Flacco for stroking them boys one more time, getting Lovey that much closer to the door.
They're not firing Lovey this year.
Lovey got two of the worst losses this year. Man, Lovey gonna work it this way on the body. He's easing his way out that door, Walter.
I'm getting Lewinsky to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Pittsburgh. They normally don't beat Pittsburgh. Happy for them. That's it in their fan base. Hopefully, they can build on this. That's my Lewinsky Award, the Cleveland Browns. So, let's go on to start with the You Suck Award.
Can I add to that Lewinsky song?
Go ahead.
Let's give Alshon Jeffrey and Marshall, Brandon Marshall, a little bit of a stroke going balls deep on the secondary of the Falcons.
Hey, stop right there. Public service announcement. If anybody who knows Marcus Trufant listens to this show, please tell him to take that goddamn 21 off.
Please.
He's disrespecting the city, Dion, Atlanta, football. Florida, he's just disrespecting everything. Get number 35 or some shit, 31 or some shit.
They need to strip it off of pregame and burn it.
They need to do a ritual. They need to let the fans, they need to raffle off and let one of the fans come yank the jersey off of him or whatever.
After this fool, they need to just put 21 in the Raptors and nobody else can wear it.
Yeah. Let's go on to go to the You Suck Award.
Those type of players, the way they do, and looking the way they look. But that's the difference when you got a high power offense and a very, very sorry defense. So now you suck. Go to yours truly, the Atlanta Falcons.
Wonderful monologue, Mr. MOB. That was award-winning type commentary. So I let Calhoun go on and go. Or do you want me to go next?
I don't know. He's exactly right. If you're a Falcons fan, you know exactly how them bombs gonna lose. So the Atlanta Pigeons lose it again the way we say they're gonna lose. Of course they get the You Suck Award. That's a no-brainer. True front, Alfred, they get a special type of You Suck Award. They get the In Your Ass You Suck Award. They get the Please Go Look At Some Tape and See How Shitty You Are You Suck Award. And I can also share the You Suck Award between the Panthers and the Bengals for ending in a tie. You suck, neither one of your winners. I'd also get an award to Geno Smith. You should have never picked up a ball. I'd also get an award to Tampa Bay. Again, so I like to give the You Suck Award just to all the team that really was a piece of shit yesterday. But a special one goes out to the home team who know how to really hard out the perfect way. You can't just let us be, can you? You can't just be shitty, can you? You gotta always do it like this. 13 points at home? You suck, my friend.
How do I follow two commentaries like that? Mr. MOB, great commentary. Calhoun, great commentary. I just say, quite simply, my You Suck goes to Kirk Cousins. I want to give it to Geno. Lord knows I want to give it to Geno. I sat here and watched Geno do Geno type things. But I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins because we're Falcons fans and we're in a screwed up situation, a messed up situation. But they're in a worse situation than us because they started with Robert G3. Hey, he's the one. Boom, boom, he hurt, broke down. Just like you're buying a car. You take your income tax money, go buy your car. Run perfect for the first 6 months. Then as soon as it hits 6 months and one day, that motherfucker break all the way down. You got a cracked head gasket
knocking.
You get that fixed, then the transmission go out. You get that fixed. Then the fucking car catch on fire. And then you come back and then you say, damn, that car started out good. So you go back to the well again and get another car from the same dealer. And you just, this car's a newer model. Less miles, and it starts out looking good. You see all the, man, this is working. But then now, instead of 6 months, 2 months down the road, the radiator breaks. You got to change all the hoses. The motherfucker need a tune-up. You find out somebody put sugar in the car's gas tank before you got it.
God damn.
I mean, and that's how I feel the Redskins have been looking. Going from RG3 to Kirk Cousins, from a Falcons fan, I pray for you Redskins fans. And that's my You Suck Award. Goes to Kirk Cousins.
Good job.
So let's go to start.
And that's how you follow it.
Let's go to start with the picks part of picks and kicks. Excuse me. Thursday night game. The Jets and the Patriots, and the line is 10 New England.
Jets. No, no, no. New England 10. I buy it. I got that going all day. Let's go, terrific.
If Geno Smith start this game and the line isn't 20, I'd be shocked. You take New England if the line is 100.
They can start Mike, Nick, and Geno together.
They can run the two quarterback offense.
They can run a two quarterback set.
They're going to run a train. One thing about it, you got one who said who shit and the other nigga saying shit. I was smoking the blood on the bitch. I wasn't even ready to go in. It's Geno team. That nigga Mike Vick is there for the check in the dog fight. And Geno look like he lost his hell.
We all got New England. We all saying take that bet. That's free money right there. Another free money game is the Atlanta Falcons at the Baltimore Ravens. The line is Baltimore by 7. Now, let's not get caught up in hyperbole with the Falcons looking like shit last week. And Baltimore trouncing Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Baltimore wins this game. I think we all agree to that, right? Mm-hmm. Mr. MOB, you'll agree that Baltimore wins this game, right?
I agree that Baltimore winning. Not just because the Falcons played bad and they played Tampa Bay, but I don't think the Falcons secondary with no competition can stop Steve Smith and Torrey Smith. I don't think they can stop them. They don't. Steve Smith is looking super.
They're gonna put it up. Can I go now?
Go ahead.
They're gonna beat the shit out of Falcons. The Falcons scored 13 at home, 20 at the Giants, and what, 13 or 10 with Cincinnati Bengals? Come on, man. They about to pour this shit.
And they lost to Teddy Bridgewater.
Like, and they lost to Teddy. They gonna pour it on like hot old boy syrup on the stack of pancakes. Yeah, give me the 7 and give me Baltimore all day.
This is Darren. The Ravens get 35. The Falcons get 14.
Them sons of bitches ain't even scored in the fourth quarter in what, 4 games?
Let's keep out the Falcons. We all got the Falcons losing, the Ravens covering. The Titans at the Redskins. The line is Washington by 5.
The doo-doo bowl.
I was going to say, how the hell do Washington get ranked by more than 3 points over anybody? It's beyond me. I got Tennessee winning.
I got Washington, and they cover 5.
I got the Redskins, but they don't cover 5.
You trust Kirk Cousins to cover?
I don't trust Jake Locker. I don't trust the cover, no.
Who do you trust then? Your daughter who's a freak or your gay son who's a freak?
Lord, have mercy.
Man, why don't go outside at night?
I already committed suicide. I failed. All
right. Seattle at the Rams. Next 1 o'clock game. The line is Seattle by 7. I'll start Darren. Seattle wins, but not by 7. They win by field goal. I wouldn't bet that line.
I think it's gonna be a good game, actually. But I don't think they lose back to back. I don't think they go back to back. What'd you say, MOB?
I said I wouldn't give them the line, but I learned my lesson last week going against them. New England, after they lost one, I don't think Seattle gonna lose.
I think they'll take 10. That's a tempting game, and that can be a trap game. But I think they beat the Rams.
All right, the next 1 o'clock game, Cleveland at Jacksonville.
Are you going with these guys?
I'm going with Jacksonville again.
Of course you are. I'm going with the Browns.
Do they cover the 6 o'clock, the 6 line?
Yeah, they cover the 6. Brian Hoyer is looking like y'all should not have drafted Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is doing the Browns a great favor. If it wasn't for Johnny Manziel, the Browns wouldn't be shit again. Who you got, MOB?
It's Mr. MOB. Yeah, I'm going with the Browns. I'm not going to go with this Jacksonville crap
Darren
doing. So, yeah, the Browns will take Jacksonville.
Next 1 o'clock game, the Bengals at the Colts. Line is Indianapolis by 3.5.
I'm going with the Colts and I'm going with the Lions. Calhoun.
Yeah, this must be MOB. I go with the Colts too, and they
call. AJ Green's out, right?
I don't know.
I think he's out. I go with the Colts. I really want to go with Andy Dalton, but I'm gonna go with the Colts.
It ain't too many folks fucking me more than AJ Green in my fantasy. I can tell you that right now.
All right, next 1 o'clock game: Minnesota at Buffalo.
The Bills.
Line is Buffalo by 4.5.
They cover. I tell you what, they got that. Orton look like something in that, don't it? Another nigga have lost his job to the white man. Blast.
Isn't that the way of the world?
That's the way of the world.
Mr. MOB.
I go Buffalo. They'll cover 4.5.
This Darren, I got Buffalo. They don't cover them. Next 1 o'clock game is Miami at Chicago.
Easy. Chicago.
3.5.
They cover.
You trust Jay Cutler that much?
I trust Marshall and Alshon Jeffery and Matt Forte and Ben, yeah.
You made the point there in Chicago covers.
Yeah, I just said the same thing. It ain't about cover. It's about them big receiving tighties and Forte against the Dawson defense.
And I damn sure don't trust Ryan Tannehill.
No. Darren, Chicago, and they cover. Excellent point. New Orleans at Detroit. The line is Detroit by 3.
One of the only teams that may play worse from home than the Falcons is the fucking Saints. I'm going with the Lions. I don't give a shit. They don't have Calvin Johnson.
This Darren, without Calvin Johnson, you go with any team who's not named Detroit Lions. I got the New Orleans Saints winning.
Me too, Mr. Darren. I go with New Orleans. Drew Brees is going to eventually get on that horse or something. Get a good one in there. No Calvin Johnson. And wait.
He gonna get off that horse and fall right on the dick.
Last 1 o'clock game, Carolina at Green Bay. A real good 1 o'clock game.
Packers.
The line is Green Bay by 7.
I don't think they get to 7, but Aaron Rodgers really starting to get his mojo back. That, he could have got the Lewinsky for that when they pulled against Miami Sunday.
And he could have got the Yusuf for how they were behind on Miami Sunday.
Touche.
Go ahead, Mr. MOB.
Green Bay, but they don't cover.
I gotta go to Green Bay, but Carolina playing good, but I need to be seeing Cam at that rare form. He not at that rare form look, so I got to go with Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers will pull this one up.
Darren, I'm going with Carolina.
Ooh, getting spicy now.
I don't see how you can get that far behind Tannehill.
Dolphins ain't been no pushover. They haven't been the pushover.
It's like tongue wrestling with a freak. At the end of the day, you know what you're gonna get into, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have the tongue wrestle. So the first four.
Just go ahead and whip your wallet out of
the way. Yeah, you go to make it happen. First 4 or 5 game, the Chiefs at the Chargers.
No, I'm scared of that. What you got here?
Chiefs at the Chargers, line of San Diego by 4. It could be San Diego by 14. They cover. Chargers may be the best team in the AFC.
It could be Chargers by 30. I'm going with Phillip Rivers. He's playing like the best quarterback right now.
And here it is. This is my upset game. Where I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You keep riding the Chiefs for your upset pick. You must like the Chiefs on the low.
Why he on his fantasy team? He got Alex Smith. He got their defense. He got everybody on his fucking fantasy from the Chiefs. Don't let him steal your own, big boy.
The Raiders been my team. I've been picking every week. They always sick, just like you in Jacksonville.
Yeah, hey, that's what you call a lead in, because the next game is the Cardinals at the Raiders. The line is Arizona by 4.
Good play, Mike. You a magical guy. Go ahead and take the him.
Hey, you already know. I'm going there
again. Swing
and miss. They got to win one game at some point.
Might as well be this one, right? No.
They got to win.
Yeah. No. No.
Hold
no.
On now. Let's be clear. Like,
He looked like that deal.
And they actually should have beat San Diego. He just made that one. The boy made a hell of a play on a bomb he threw at the end of the game.
They could have beat San Diego and they could have beat New England. Carl looked like that deal now.
Yeah.
He did play good Sunday. I'm going to take the Raiders
again, though. Darren, I take the Cardinals and they cover.
That's two of them going with the Cardinals because I damn sure going to get me a piece of that action. Go ahead with them Cardinals, and do they cover? I don't think they cover. Derek Carr been playing like a madman.
Oh,
I'll
be laughing there with you.
All right, the last 4:25 game is the Giants at the Cowboys. I start off the line as Dallas by 6. Give me Dallas, and give me Tony Romo, or give me nothing at all.
I'm going to run Homo and DeMarco. Let's do it.
Going with the Cowgirls. The Giants look like, who knows, flip a coin. And the Cowgirls, they're riding away right now. So I'm going with them.
8:30 game, 49ers at the Broncos. This Darren, Denver by 7. Pay Manning win by 14.
Yeah, that's our Calhoun. Yeah, Broncos win.
Do they cover?
Yeah, they cover.
49ers in Baltimore, all my teams, but the way the 49ers been playing, they've been playing real subpar, and I think Peyton Manning trying to get that wrapped up. I think they'll beat the 49ers. I'll go against my team on this. And they cover by 7.
Last game, Monday night game, Texans at Steelers. Line is Pittsburgh by 3.5. This is really, for me, a coin flip. Since I like the city of Houston way better than I like the city of Pittsburgh, I'm going with Land of Screw Music. I'm going with Texans. Also, I just saw the Pimp C DVD Pimpalation earlier today, so I'm definitely going with Houston.
Oh, my God.
How can the world they give Pittsburgh 3 points? They just lost to Tampa Bay, and the Texans look really good.
Who you got?
I got to take the Texans. I'm going wrong.
I want to take Pittsburgh, but I'm going to do like the Price is Right and bid a dollar. I'm gonna go with the Texans. I can't trust them no more. I don't want to.
Go with Pittsburgh.
I can't trust them.
You secret Pittsburgh fan.
I can't trust them. They looking horrible. I don't know which Pittsburgh team you're gonna get. I gotta go with Pittsburgh. The Texans. Look at that. My heart won't let me do it. I got to go with the Texans.
That's your heart telling you to go Pittsburgh.
I'll just kick myself in the ass if they win. Fuck it. Let's go Pittsburgh. I'm with it. The Steelers, baby.
All right, that's a good way to end it. Thank you, Mr. MOB. Thank you, Calhoun. Thank you guys for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.